You need to know this is a great privilege to be here tonight. I've always wanted to come to New Mexico. I'm so glad that God permitted me to come before I had to go overseas. We're here for our 5 nights to do all that we can for you, to minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I told you that we're fortunate. I've been sleeping, traveling over much of the country, and kind of gotten just a little bit hoarse in my throat. Maybe 1 week I was really warm, and the next week was real cold, and constantly speaking day and night. I trust that this will be a great time for the people of God here. I'll do all that I know how to pray that God will grant a great evening here in our region. May His Spirit be present to heal all the sicknesses. Amen. May those who have been just come into the covenant of God through His Son Christ Jesus receive this great blessing of being saved. Of the service that we are going on. I trust that after the service, there will be an old fashioned revival that we come to the country of the calling every church to be with new fire, of people living in a terrible day, yet a wonderful day. A day just before the coming of Jesus, just before the came at me a few moments ago, I was speaking to my old son. So then, just what will it be like when Jesus comes? So we just don't know. It'll be glorious, I know, when he, whatever it is, when I'm set eye has not seen, ears has not heard, it'll be in the heart of man, and God that's been sore at loving. And the only thing we can do is love, believe, by God, or manifest yourself to him, and believe that. And now, many people, and coming, the newspapers and so forth, and what we have here, call me a divine healer. Well, Christian friends, you know that's wrong. I'm no divine healer. I'm your brother. Now, there's only one healer, and that's God. He's the only one to heal. A gift of healing doesn't make you a divine healer no more than a gift of preaching would make you a divine savior. It's a gift. Now the gift itself will speak for itself. Anything that God does, you do not have to be ashamed of it. I think it's here off somewhere. Because God will declare himself his gift. Hebrews 11:7 that God will divine of his gift. A man can say anything. A person. For a man to say anything is one thing, and for God to say something is something different. If I could testify to something, and God would not back that up, and you remember, I told you something falsely. But if I tell you something, and God declares that to be so, and you believe it, or the very word says that, you believe that it is God. Now, the way this works, it is not to heal anyone. There's no mortal ever lived on earth that was a divine healer. If anybody was to have taken credit for being a healer, it would have been our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, you must know healer. He said, it's not you that do the work, it's my Father that dwells in me. He does the work. And if he would not take credit for being a healer, to give all praise to the Father, and how much more ought we more to do so? Only God can heal. This is just as strange to me as it will be to you. In my belief that gifts and calling are God's intention, that there is gifts of God that is born here on the earth before knowledge of God. It isn't what I could desire. It isn't what that I could work myself to or you. It's what God in His foreknowledge has done. I couldn't help because I was born with blue eyes, a found him one to be, one to be a great man. But God didn't need to be a Lord. He made me just the way I am, so I'm satisfied with the way God made me, and I've moved the best that I know how to glorify Him with His body on the earth. If He had made me a large man, I'd be a large man different way. And when He sends something for us to do, well, let us do it with all of our heart, giving Him glory for whatever we've done wrong. The gift itself doesn't do anything. There's no way for anybody to ever have anything from God except by faith. God has made that His place. That was from the beginning. For people who believe God by faith, that was given to Adam and Eve. They believe God's word, and when he disbelieved God's word, they brought death and sorrow and Satan to disbelieve God. Jesus said, I can't give you belief. Now, in order to believe God, most people have to have something to look at, some visible something to look at, to represent God. I believe one of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to believe another mortal. We won't believe one another. And we are God's agency. We know that. Now, when God made His first statue of Eden, it was a piece of brass on a pole out of the wilderness. The vessels in the wilderness are the vessel virtue in the brass or in the pole. But it was an artist of God. Again, no one knew just how it worked. It was just look ahead. It represented something. It was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ who would come to the earth to be our sin and sickness barrier. They were all, as the days of the servant, God sent an angel down from heaven and troubled the water on a pool called the Bethesda. And every step in that water first, every day, was healed of whatsoever disease they had. It was their faith in what God had done by the blood servant to get on. The water done no healing. It was the angel of God on the water had done the healing. The water could say, see how you need water? No, it was the angel of the healing. When the angel left, the water was water. And a man is just a man until he's full of faith to God. And then Jesus dwells in that man, the Holy Spirit. Not the man, but God in the man does the work. So Jesus came when he came, he was a man, born of a virgin birth. His mother was Mary, his father was Jehovah God. You believe that? And then in that body, God dwells. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. Jesus said, it's not me who does the work, it's my Father, as well as in me, He does the work. And that was God speaking to our world, that can raise the dead and still the waters and so forth. Then, when He ascended on high, He gave gifts to them. No man received a good gift of healing, so people raised in shadow and were healed. Not the man, but their faith in God that was in the man. You understand? Another one, they take a handkerchief from his body and paper and lay it on the sick people, and evil spirits come out of people. Not because it was St. Paul. He was a man who lived his life back in life. And he died. You have to be redeemed by the blood of Christ, just like we do. It wasn't the man that done the healing. It was the Spirit of God in the man that done the healing through the faith of the people. Is that right? Well, the same Holy Spirit is with us today. Jesus said, I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. If I come confessing tonight that I have the spirit of an artist, you would expect me to do the work of an artist. You would expect me to be able to touch the vision of a roaring sea and change the poem, the sunset. If I have the spirit of an artist, listen closely. If the spirit of this artist come upon me, as the spirit of Elijah, Elijah came upon Elijah. If the spirit of Elijah was only Elijah, he done not Elijah done. And John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, and even bowed once, so forth like everybody else, that had come to rest, just like Elijah did, running the road. John was then asked to introduce the Messiah to give us another. He came in that spirit. If I came in the spirit of John Morrison, you expect me to have guns and act like Mr. Dillon did. And I know you, I came here, and I'm a Christian, and the Spirit of Christ is upon me, you expect me to act and do like Jesus did, or your Spirit will be upon me. Is that right? Then, what he done, he says that I do, greater shall you do, for I go to my Father. Is that good? Now the Spirit of Christ is in the church. It has never left the church. It's in the church. And the days are going evil because of knowledge, man's knowledge, that he received in the Garden of Eden when he left the tree of life, to eat from the tree of life, that knowledge is increasing constantly. And as knowledge increases, they get away from the Bible and give it to a theory. But Jesus said in the Bible book that when they came to the family of Israel, now the hour has come for the world has become very sketchy. And I think that we're living in the hour just before the coming of Jesus the second time. Now, of all that, speaking that the Spirit of Christ still is in the church and in the people, I will explain to you how the gift came and how it works. I was born of a humble parent, born of the Catholic. I was born in Kentucky. And I believe that gifts and callings that are there were not within that were born here in the world with these kids. Just the same as you're born to be in the business. You might take your job and get all kinds of lessons, but if that musical talent isn't in it, it will never be no difference. Is that right? But we're born the same way in the spiritual realm, for gifts and callings of God are without sin. As you might know, Jesus Christ was four ordained of God. He was the one who came from the Garden of Eden. Do you believe that? John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the voice of one kind in the world that said, I am there. Is that true? Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, before you were born from your mother's womb, I knew you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nations before he was ever born from his mother's womb. Moses and the others, for all the nations of God, not everybody, but different gifts and callings to minister to the people of the foreknowledge of God. That's the only way I can explain it. Understanding the people from coming here. My little boy, the first definition, I have it, my book will be out there soon, my mother's own words concerning what's taking place. a little bit in the morning when the birds came. I never come here to my hometown. You never come to your hometown. I never knew why I was coming. I don't know what I'm doing. None of us do. We made some of the things for us before night is over. I do not know. But 7 years old, I was drinking water from a well. My father spoke to me out of the bush. As a world in the bush. They don't never smoke or drink to the time of your life anymore. There'll be a work for you when you get old. I said, that's sacred. Down to my experience in time after time. I could hear the voice. Not something that you imagine. Not something that you dream. A brother is still here. Just as you and you hear my voice. And that's the Bible, you get it come more into our being standing and going to a vision. Now the season is just had it. And I'll just act it out like John. It wasn't fully manifested. I did not belong to the church. I lived a dream moral life, but not the church. I finally became affiliated with a certain phase of the Baptist church. Became a minister. After a while, I met up with the full gospel people. And I just before then, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then it looked like it just coming more and more. And then, if you're on the river, one time I was baptizing before practically 10,000 people, like a great morning star came down on the river then. Thousands of people went back into the heavens. I was preaching once, and I was preaching. He came into the room, my physical, and the best man of mine. 2 weeks ago, he was the best man, he came down, and it was a father, which was a guest tonight. Talked the picture of it. Went through all kinds of examinations by some of the best men. You have to face the blue scientifically. It's the supernatural being of God. Here's what happened. When the first time I met him, when he appeared as a man, I was sitting in my study. He said, I see a light spread out on the floor. He came walking from me. He looked like a man with a human form. And his light is just above him. And he had his arms folded. He had a look as you don't see on the face of mortals. He looked very calm and quiet. Very loving. His voice, when he spoke, I knew it was the same voice that he spoke all down through my experience. But I never seen his face. He was dark and flesh, more like a Spanish, a Jewish people. He had his arms folded, he looked way too near down, and he said to his wife that after he showed his blue face. And yet in his voice, it seemed like that there was a power of his enemy. And I was saying, yeah, I was so scared about it. I was biting my finger, just imagine standing face to face with something like that. I was biting my finger, rubbing on it. He said, do not fear. And that voice spoke, I knew it was the same one. He looked at me, his eyes looked up on me kindly, like he was sympathizing with me being so shut up. He said, do not fear, but I'm sent from the presence of God. To tell you that you were born to your birth and to pursue your life is going to indicate that you take a gift of divine meaning to the people of the world. I said, sir, I'm not able to do it. I couldn't go. He said, if you'll get them to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before your prayer if you'll get them to believe you. I said, I bet they will believe you, sir. He said, you'll be given 2 signs. As the prophet Moses was given 2 signs, to give the people to believe him, to leave Israel. He said, one thing you'll detect your demons is by holding the person's right hand in your left. He said, then if you'll be sincere, it will come to pass if you'll tell the very secrets of your heart. And the same thing you and I. The tell you the truth, the immediately, but it will indicate to you that I'm the Father of Sanctity. I said, I'm uneducated, sir, and I couldn't go. He said, I'll be with you. The light began to gather up. The angel went to the mountain. I started off to do all that I could. I came in one night, second night in my old church, and I'm going to play it with a thing I never heard it before, a little song called Home to Lose. As I walked in my church, something started. God's word, how could I, with a grand school education, known as local game warden in the city working for a living, been preaching 15 years, not long, 12 years ago, then, never even took an offering from the south of my life. Never received a penny, I don't need anything. Just, I work for a living, and it's back to the restaurant. And I, about that money, they didn't give it to me. I was still going to have to ask you, I don't know whether you had it or not. For now, I'm going to take you to the church. You know, I had a silver truck. I told you, someone knows about me, a Cadillac car. I said, could I come down to Arkansas and down to the main of my friend's daughter? Those four little women out there with them wild cotton sacks on their back, picking the cotton and coming to Caroline, the little women all set up. Maybe he used to look around there and pay him to stop it. He'd come down the road to where he could have been. You and I just had that. Can't you come back? No, sir. I don't come to that for him. I come to help him. That's what I'm here for, especially. He told me if I get the people to believe me, that seems strange. And he had to say, believe me. Because I can say, if you believe God, you must believe God. You believe God, you believe Christ, you believe the Holy Ghost. Then after reading all of them, God wants to believe me that they will send me to you. I use the word in man. And still, the gift won't work for you. Jesus, the very who believes in God, still Jesus. Isn't that right? He said, and if you believe in God, believe also in me. Did he say, if you have believed in God, you believe in me. That's the only way you can help. So he believes in me. Now, I don't want you to believe in me as one of them, but I want you to believe that they sent me here to you. Now, we are all coming to help you. Now, that this word will not be the truth, no matter how strange it is, it will be always the same. The first gift. The first manifestation of the gift, it worked, many people know, for about 2 or 3 years, it worked like along, just that I could detect your Jesus, they could send him to the doctor what he really wished to do, and he would send them to me. That's how he is. That only shows your faith in order to supernatural being is standing here. Then after about 3 years, in Canada, about 5 months ago, the other gift came down and was manifested. Now, so, teachers of our father, the things that you do, the things that you run from past him, and so forth, is true. Because it's of God. Now, that doesn't mean, but what it does is let you know that the Jesus that we've all talked about, and your pastor has preached about, is only doing this as something more to make you believe in him and have faith in him. Don't you do it? How could you turn such a one down and die for you? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our iniquities. It's that time of our future that on us. But in fact, we are our healers. It's him. I'm merely a camel, not a man, but like any other man. Not half as much in the kingdom of God as ours. Some of these very things for me. Maybe not love like their love, because I'm one born out of Jesus. I have no religious background. I run from God and everything for this. But if it so happens that God wants to ask you to work through your body, and I'm only glad to lift my life bless his people, do you see it through that thing? You see what I mean? Now, some of my wonder when people come into the line of knowing their position and their thought, I do not know it. If you might come right now, I would know it in a few moments. If the angel of the Lord comes, he is God's will. Maybe the same angel that comes, the water is that led to a faith that I do not know. But when Jesus came, that you might know it, back to the Spirit, just the world folk who tried to pray. Jesus, when he first was manifested here on the earth to the people, there was a man by the name of Nathanael. But Philip, rather, went and found the man by the name of Nathanael. He was praying. And Philip said to Nathanael, come see whom we found, that Jesus of Nazareth, one Moses spoke of. He said, did anything good come out of him? No, he said, you come and see. And when they're coming back to the place, in other words, if a group of them were coming to the great Orthodox church or somewhere, but many times God works things different, different ways to be wise and free to be deceived in their thoughts. And he will reveal it to those who have been for learning. You bring that? It's all in. And so when he came to the Lord Jesus, where Jesus looked at him, and he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. In other words, in this line, he says, you are a Christian, a devout person. And the Bible said to him there at the dry line, he said, what is your son here right now? He said, before you came here at the dry line, you were under a tree, weren't you? And what did he do? He ran up to him and said, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. And that night, I want knowing yourself, knowing that you are the Christian, knowing yourself, that means that there's nobody knows except Jesus, God, and Nathanael. He knew that no one knew him there. Now, would that spirit that was on Jesus' throne do the same thing to us? Is that right? Would it? The woman at the well, when the master spoke to her, he had a conversation. Get that team and held him down. And finally he said, go get your husband. He said, I have none. So you said, well, when you said you have none, you have five. And the one who had none was your husband. He said, I perceive that you are a prophet. He said, Messiah comes from what of all and he said, behind me. Now, if Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God that was upon him, and if I profess to be a Christian and profess that his Spirit is upon me, the Jew that I see him, will produce the same thing? And I'll see that no need. And stands or no cripple, or no blind, or no afflicted, will be able to pass by without being healed. And when it gets to that one difference between here and out in the audience, when you're there out of the door assembly, that's like a contractor, and you'll see that to yourself. We just have to speak for ourselves. And may God grant us. I'm not a preacher. I'm a very poor speaker. But from my heart, I'm trying to introduce to you Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the day, and forever. For a reading of the word found in Exodus, the 21st chapter, 21st beginning. God sent his prophet Moses, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place that God has prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke me not, for he will not pardon his transgression, for my name is in him. But if thou wilt indeed obey his voice, do all thou speak, then will I be in safety not in thee, an adversary to thy adversary, for my angel shall go before thee. Moses did nothing. It was the angel of God. Is that right? What would it look like that made Israel? A pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. I think he shows leaning on. We know that was the angel of the covenant. Is that right? Which was the Lord God on the cloud. He's still the same, even if he was ready, as he was then. Let us believe him with all our hearts, while we now ask. Our Heavenly Father, we just love you with all of our hearts. We're so thankful that God has redeemed you. The fact that sometimes we were failing without God, without mercy, and God's Son Jesus came to the earth and born the virgin's birth and lived a spotless life and was offered up as a sacrifice part of the Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions and was crushed. We are healed. All the blood that makes atonement. And tonight, by that blood and the eternal spirit of the writing of the word, we are brought in now to become the sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, when we think of being a son and daughter of God, living his baby, when man of perverse mind, as Moses and Aaron were withstood by the two authorities, oh, to think that we can be the sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit, the power to save our lives, to cleanse us from sin, and to give us relationship with God, and to not just hear what we shall be, but all we know we'll have a body like this where we shall see Him as He is, the glorious, magnificent Son of God, the Redeemer, and we shall crown Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, he will breathe upon us. When the Lord God spread forth his mighty wings across this building, for he is not ashamed of his soul, give us the glory and mercy and power of healing in Jesus Christ, though we have mortal body here, and there has not been one afflicted person left in our midst at the end of his service. Bring us, Lord. We love you. Thou knowest our hearts more than people know our voices. You understand all things and know whether we love them. And Lord, help us tonight now, and this building has been used for different things. Father, we pray now that as we dedicate the building and ourselves to you for service, that you'll drive back every foul spirit. May men and women who come under this roof, come under conviction, whether they may be angels of God, stand by every post, every seat, around the place, and take their seat. Oh God, may every person be able to feel your divine presence. May there be such a meeting that's never been known before in the country. May every minister be inspired, every member, every Christian, those sinners fall under conviction. May there be a great stirring among the people, and may we come to the knowledge of Christ being the same great loving Jesus down to you and that he is now and will be forever. Father, we commit it all to you, and by your praise, send your angel, Lord, and among our servants, and may the things that I testify of, Lord, may you testify back tonight. And every night with great signs and wonders, that we ask is in Jesus' name, and God keep on working on you. Amen. I'll turn the service of the prayer line now to my brother. He gave me a 50 card. I guess they explained it. That's maybe the first time we had kind of a little strange, you know, how it is. All the parties not here and every part of the session, you know, Mr. Chaplin. I want everybody to be real reverent and just reverent as you can be. And listen with all your heart and belief
Yes, you'll suffer tuberculosis. Elijah and the Father, he created him.
And if the harm nothing has here done, that has been new, then you'll be